Unit 2. Listening. Precision agriculture.
As you know, when farmers grow crops, they use machines for ploughing and harvesting as well as chemicals, such as fertilisers and weed killers. Traditionally, farmers have sprayed chemicals uniformly across the field, so the same amount of fertiliser or pesticide is sprayed in each part of the field, whether it was needed or not. But of course, not all fields are the same. One end of a field may have lots of weeds, but the other end may have none at all. Or one area could need more fertiliser than another. So, spraying the field uniformly is really a waste of resources. But by including IT in modern farm machinery, we have been able to make farming far more efficient. Farmers can gather precise information about their fields, and the computer can control the farming equipment, allowing the correct amount of chemical to be applied. This is an example of precision agriculture.
How does the farmer get the information?
Well, there are two ways of gathering information about a field. One way is to use satellites or planes. These can then produce soil maps. Using these maps, the farmer can see on the computer what needs to be done. This method is quite cheap and very reliable, but the drawback is that it's not very exact. It can be difficult to distinguish closely related features in these maps. The other way of collecting information is using sensors mounted on a tractor. As the farmer drives across his field, information is fed into his onboard computer, and this controls the amount of chemicals being applied. Because the tractor-mounted sensors are closer to the ground than the satellite technology, they can provide more detailed information. But this system costs more because the IT equipment has to be very responsive and make very fine adjustments quickly. On the farms which now use this technology, there have been fantastic savings. With this precision equipment, farmers are able to use 50% less herbicides and fertilizers than before, and, of course, that's a big saving and better for the environment.